Welcome to this spiritual exploration of the truth of your being. Let's touch into our hearts right now with a prescription for spiritual alignment. We are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious minds. Amen. In today's video, we're going to learn about the evolution of our soul using different analogies. The analogy of the snowflake, the analogy of the atom, growing from a primitive consciousness into the consciousness we're in now, and then taking the next step on our journey. Let's watch and learn about this together.
Hi, I'm hoping that you have done your homework and looked at your desires, and you understand how important your desire is. I made a plea for that last week, and so hopefully if your desire is to know yourself in God and to have a greater understanding of your spiritual self, no matter what it takes, no matter how long it takes, but you're committed, then you belong with me. You belong sitting with me this very moment in time and space, because you're seeing this video, but in essence, there is no such thing as time and space. So I'm sitting right before you, talking to your soul. And I say thank you for supporting the evolution of your consciousness. Thank you for your commitment to your higher self, to the real self. Letting go of that personality that wants and wants and wants in the world of the third dimension. And of course, any third dimensional thing dissolves and is gone when you pass on. And just think about all the things that you've had to let go of this lifetime. Just simple things like cars. The car you had 5 years ago may not be the car you have today, or 10 years ago, or the very first car you ever had when you were 20. And now it's an antique. The car I had is an antique, and I wish I still had it. It's worth a lot of money, but that's neither here nor there. Just making a point here. So, as you have desired, the many desires that you have had, and you get this wonderful opportunity to look at it. So we're moving on, because you're not going to be listening to me if your desire isn't on the same page as my desire for you. My desire is to support you in your spiritual growth, to move into that God realization place that your soul so desperately wants to do and has been on the path for many, many centuries to do so. So in my hand is, of course, my mighty spiritual power tool book. And you all know this now. And if you don't, please go get it. It's on the internet and you can order it any way you want to order it. Go to cfenlightenment.org and look it up, because this is a handbook that is capable of helping you through any circumstance that you have in your evolution, and will support the evolution of your soul. These are the things I used as I was moving as a guppy, trying to understand myself in God, which was such a difficult thing in the, 50s, 60s, and 70s, 80s. It was, people didn't talk about these things. There was no books like you have now. Look at all the wonderful people that have, souls that have come forth to help you to understand more of your own God consciousness. I didn't have that, or at least I didn't know where to find it. So I had to learn from scratch. And I know why I had to learn from scratch. And I couldn't depend on an in-body teacher at the time, because I had to learn this stuff from tip of my toes to the top of my head, so I owned it completely. So that I knew what I was talking about was the truth of all beings evolving through time and space. And it couldn't be a quick fix. There is no quick fixes in this class. I wish there were. Make life a lot easier, wouldn't it? The spiritual power tools has all kinds of really wonderful tools to support you on this journey. It's like you're going to climb a mountain, and you have to go get yourself a guide and say, what do I need to climb this mountain? What kind of shoes do I need? What kind of picks do I have to have? What kind of ropes do I have to have? Now, you've already been up the mountain, so I'm going to talk to you about what I need to do so I can get up the mountain. And what's the energy going to be like? And what's the altitude going to be like? And will I be dizzy? Will I be cold? Will I be warm? Will it be terribly hot? Will it be terribly cold? What will it be? Educate me so when I climb this mountain, I will have the tools I need in my knapsack to make the journey. Okay. Well, these are the tools in your knapsack to help you make the journey. So I know you've probably read this before, you've looked at it, but look at it again because it will look different to you. Every time you go here, it will have a different message to you according to what you need to understand at that moment. And I will be referring to this throughout the year, just to help you with a framework of reference of maybe where you could go to find out how to help yourself. I devoted the beginning of this is the evolution of the soul. I talk about the soul, and then I go on and on and on about how to do the work, what's required of you, what you need, and how to work in the best interest of the evolution of your soul. So I'm not going to bother talking about this any longer because if you have it, look at it because it will help you. I wanted so badly to be able to help souls evolving because I struggled so. Up the mountain, I struggled. And I found out different tools that helped me the most. Some I tried and they worked for a little bit, they didn't work the whole time. This is what I started with in 69 and still true today. So, with that said, I'm going to set this aside and I'm going to continue to talk to you about the pure essence of your being. I talked about the infinite intelligence and the finite intelligence, the limited and unlimited. And when we were created, I mentioned that we were limited. We were very limited. We were very finite. Because we couldn't grasp more than the most minute atom. The minute atom was our beginning. We were an idea, an urge of the Master of the Universe, God, the Lord of Lords, whatever you want to call it, the Absolute, wanted to give birth, wanted to create. He had created the great universe that we are in. He wanted somebody, a body, a form. Because I no longer think of myself as a body, I think of myself as a form. I am a form in the evolution of my soul. That's all I am. You are a form in that little tiny atom. You are just a teeny little form, so minute. So minute, and yet you were born. You were born. You had substance. And that substance was teeny, 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 but you had substance that gathered slowly but surely impressions. For at first, it was just gaseous. Impressions, gas. That little atom was powerful because it had a honing DNA right in it that says, you're going to move, you are going to experience, you are going to express all that you are. But right now, you're just infinite. Tiny, infinitely tiny, infinitely tiny. You're so infinitely tiny. You're a speck, and not even a speck, by the way. But you began the process, and the. I used to think about this as a piece of snow, just a teensy little piece of snow. I thought of myself, I'm just a little tiny piece of snow. I'm not hardly anything. But I'm part of something bigger. I know. I'm just a little teeny piece of snow. And I looked at that piece of snow on my hand, and I said, wow, and it melted. It melted into my hand. And I'm looking at it thinking, wow, here I had a piece of snow, but it melted. It disappeared. It disappeared in my hand. It turned into water, H2O. That little tiny snow piece flake turned into H2O. It was something that turned into something else. And I looked at that. And I said, oh my God, this is beautiful. This is so beautiful. Because it was made up of something bigger than just a snowflake that seemed like it was just a bunch of snow. And you that are experiencing snow know what I mean. It's cold. But it was beautiful. And they say every snowflake is different. And as you're looking at the piles of snow around you, some of you, you're saying, oh man, look at all the different expressions of God that's sitting in my driveway. Of course, I'm sitting here in Florida with the sun shining on me. But I can remember, oh, I sure can remember winters in Ohio and in Michigan. So, that little piece of snow turned into water. And the water turned into moving into the grass, moving into the earth, and giving the earth new life. It gave it new life because it had the DNA of God in it. Because the earth is just as much of The dirt is just as much as an evolutionary process as that piece of water that dripped on the earth to make the grass grow. See, what I'm trying to say to you here is everything has its purpose. There is nothing that doesn't have a purpose. You have a purpose. You have a purpose to dissolve just like that snowflake into the infinite. Into the infinite. That is the truth of your being. That snowflake that landed in my hand dissolved into the water that it was, that then had other things it could do. And you have that same DNA in you. You were once a snowflake that dissolved in the water. You dissolved and you became. And then you became, and then you became, and then all the different forms. We take on all these different forms to grow and to change into greater understanding. Everything is consciousness. Everything is consciousness. I can't say that enough to you, because that is the whole journey, is to opening up to greater consciousness, from finite consciousness to infinite consciousness, infinite intelligence, infinite intelligence. Wow, is that a big statement? Infinite intelligence. Instead of just being finite intelligent, you're going to be infinite intelligent, and it's right there for you. It's right there waiting to explode within your consciousness to help you to move in a greater direction of who you truly are. Now you may say to yourself, well, geez, here she is talking about that again. Ho hum, I'm all tired of listening to this. I think I'll go listen to something that's more exciting and more interesting. How you were created is the most interesting process. Nothing could be more interesting to your soul than how you were created in the infinite, and how the limited person that you think you are is really unlimited, but you are living in the ignorance, in the illusion that there's so much out there, so much out there that you want to do, to be. Well, the pure beingness of being is the most important thing. I feel kind of like I'm a broken record today. But I'm building a foundation. I'm building a framework of reference that I can jump off of when needed. You are the snowflake that turned into water. The little atom. And yet, here you are in human form. To fulfill the greatest desire that God has for you, the infinite intelligence has you. Wake up in me! That's the call of the universe. That's the Om. Wake up in me! Wake up and become one with the infinite intelligence of this universe. And how is that going to be done? Through hard work, through the desire of wanting to do it, through commitment and taking responsibility. This is not something that comes wishy-washy. Well, today I want to be on my spiritual journey, but tomorrow I want to be over here and just play in the universe. You have to be committed. And that doesn't mean that you can't enjoy other things, but you have to understand that everything in your world now, once you've made this commitment, is going to help you to know more about yourself in God. So even when you go out and you drive to work, you are in God. You are now anything that's happening, that man that cuts you off, and you are just like, oh. You say, okay, I bless this soul. He needs to go somewhere. And unfortunately, I saw him and could slow down. Changing your attitudes, your way you're looking at things, not being the victim of the world, but being the supporter of the higher consciousness in the world. That's what this is all about. That's what's required of you to move into infinite intelligence. It requires every inch of everything you are. So I kid you not, I'm not sugarcoating this little talk of mine. I'm telling you right now, if you want to go on this journey and climb that mountain, you will climb the mountain. And once you start up it, you can't go back. You've got to keep climbing. You can't go back to the world as you see the world. You might try to go back to the world, but I'll tell you, it'll taste like sour milk. The things that you love so much in the world, you don't care much about anymore because you've changed. Your consciousness changes, your beingness, and you start to love others in a new and different way. You start to understand what's happening in the universe, what's happening in the world of form. You're learning both things, what's happening in the universe and what's happening in the world of form. You're just in the form. That's all. You're in a form, period. And you'll leave this form to be in another form. And you've done this for billions of years. I am indeed putting pressure on you. I am indeed giving you a shove and a push and a yank. I am making a plea for your soul. I am making a plea for the whole self of you. I do not care anything about your personality. People will come up to me and tell me all about their personality. I'm not interested in a personality. I'm interested in your soul. That's all I ever see anyhow anymore. I bypass your personality. It's just a bunch of talk. Boop, 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 boop. This is what I'm interested in, this solid piece. This is the personality. This is the solid. This doesn't have any substance for me, but this does. This is important to you. And I want to open it up to experience all that it is. I don't want the personality. The personality is just, I set it aside. It doesn't have any use for you except to get up and be at work and have, you have to have some sort of personality, but you don't believe in this personality anymore. You know, it's just like getting in the car and driving to work. That's all you do. You put on the personality to go to work because you have to have something to interact with people, but you don't have to believe in it as this is all I am, this great and wonderful personality, or this horrible, terrible personality that I am that's not happy at all. I want your soul. Your soul wants you. Your soul wants to move you out of your personality. And guess what? The personality does not like that at all. The personality will say, I. Oh, I'm so important. I am on a spiritual journey. I'm on a spiritual journey. Oh, I'm wonderful. I meditate. I do all these good things. Ay. Well, put it down and say, I want the real. This part of me took me to here. Now I want to go on. Now I want to go on. Yes. Yes, I speak to your soul. Your personality probably doesn't like me, and if you've turned me off and I'm talking to the wall, well, that's what I'm talking to. But I know there's some of you out there that's tracking with me right now. And gee, I'd love to know that you're out there, because I know you are. Text me. Email me. Hi, I'm out there with you, Jane. That's all you have to say. Hi, I'm there. And how long does that take you? Boom. Because if I know you're there, I know who you are. That's even more power to give to you, to give to yourself. So if you're out there and you want to say, all you have to say is, it takes 2 seconds. CF Enlightenment, Jane Hart, cenlightenment.org. I'm out there, Jane. Boop. I am out there, Jane. Count me in. Or you can just sit. I'm here. It doesn't matter to me. I'd love to hear from you because I know you're out there. I look forward to my spiritual family coming forth. As we move on, excited about the opportunity. I'm excited for you. Yay! I am so excited. I know that each and every one of you that's really hanging in here with me is going to change infinitely. Infinitely. So bye-bye for now. See you next week.
Well, as we saw, there's a plea that is being made for your soul. When Jane was offering that plea, she was saying that she didn't care at all about the personal needs of the limited self, that personality, ego self that's been running our lives. She's calling us to come up higher, to level up to a new consciousness, a higher consciousness. The consciousness of the soul. I remember when she first shared with me that I needed to put all of my energy, all of my attention, all of my desire into the unfoldment of my soul. And I was a little taken aback by it. I wasn't so sure I agreed with that. After all, I was born in this lifetime in a personality, and I had been using my spirituality to navigate my way through that personality self and that human existence as best I could using spiritual principles and practices. And that was all fine. But she was challenging me to reverse that, to put the soul first, not just to see my soul as something I had that I would use in order to have a better life. I mean, that sounds pretty cold, but that's deep down the way I looked at things. But she was encouraging me to lift up into the awareness that my soul was the one and only thing that truly mattered, that my personality self was just the vehicle that got me to this place, got me to this point where I could choose to lift up into that soul awareness and to expand into my next step of spiritual consciousness. We want to support you in taking your next step in spiritual consciousness and encourage you to make this deep commitment, this desire that she spoke of. And we can support you in this on Thursday nights when certified Center for Enlightenment teachers lead a support group. It's called a support gathering, and it's at 7 p.m. Eastern time on Thursday nights. The link is in your chat room. It's also on the website. And this is where we gather together in the spiritual gathering and we share our experience. We encourage each other. We support each other. We ask and answer questions and move into a deeper understanding of the truth of our being. We also are grateful for your financial support, which continues this work of the Center for Enlightenment. The link is in your chat room and also on the website. Thank you for all that you do to help this work go forward. And now we're going to have a moment of meditation in which our commitment to that desire of our heart, that one true desire, is strengthened and focused. That's what meditation's all about. Strengthening and focusing our commitment and putting the will of our spiritual practice behind that commitment to the truth of our being. So just move into this quiet space and know that the desire of your heart is that focus. On the awakening of the soul in the infinite to itself. And as we exercise our will to back up this commitment that we make to the desire of our heart. This creates a laser focus that gathers energy, strengthens our awareness, and moves us forward. We rest in this awareness together. One pointed focus, one pointed awareness, the desire of our heart. To awaken and directly experience the truth of who we are. Thank you, Infinite Presence, for strengthening our commitment We use our will to back up this desire. And now, as we bring ourselves back to the awareness of this room and where we are, and we open our eyes, we are grateful for the journey that has brought us this far and that additional push that we've received today that will continue to unfold this week and move us in our awareness into a deeper understanding of who we are. Bye for now.